1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Here's an item in the news. I don't know if it's news. But here you go. The Unicode Consortium has announced support for 117 new emojis, which you can expect to be on phones and chat apps this year.
Who has to approve these?
I don't know. Consortium has announced support for. What does that mean?
Unicode Consortium. Well, they're obviously the ones that are in charge of the emojis that we
use. Is there some kind of governing body to make sure our emojis are consistent from phone to phone? Unicode Consortium.
If you read me that, I would say it sounds like there's some sort of governing body, doesn't it? Somebody's overseeing it. Somebody's got a file on their desk that they go through. Smiley face, yes. Thumbs up, yes. Sunglasses on, smiley emoji, yes.
So now, back a long time ago, before there was the Unicode Consortium, before cell phones.
When do you think that?
Before chalkboards, when we kind of had clay tablets and writing on cave walls.
Okay, so you're going way back.
People drew pictures to represent ideas of what happened. You know, if they went out hunting woolly mammoth, they'd draw a mammoth, and then they'd draw a bunch of guys, you know, with spears. And they weren't great artists.
Yeah.
But, hey, yeah. You know, you got the idea.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't have a lot of time to draw the daily news on a cave wall. One, it's hard. The cave wall is hard.
A little difficult to get the idea across with pictures.
I got to go get something to eat. I got to go catch it. So.
And somehow, between then and now, we've standardized. We've managed to, sort out languages, although there's, many around the world. We don't just speak one language.
Communications has gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more.
Different cultures developed different alphabets so they wouldn't have to draw a picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could just string a few letters together to represent an idea. They didn't have to come up with a new picture for everything. We're going completely backwards down the evolutionary chart on this.
No. We have a consortium now to take. No. No, we're not. It's okay. It's okay. The consortium will take care of it.
There is that. Instead of, having a bunch of different alphabets around the world, at least the Unicode Consortium has, standardized the emojis for around the world so that we have one world alphabet based on emojis.
If the Emoji Consortium didn't exist, would there be emoji chaos?
I suppose so. What would that be?
Right, I was going to say, what would be out there?
If they had emoji chaos, so what?
Yeah, what would... Well, you know what? Maybe the best emojis would never see the light of day.
So the Unicode Consortium has announced support for 117 new emojis, which are taking us backward down the evolutionary chart. Highlights include a gender-neutral Santa Claus, MX Claus.
What does that guy look like?
Don't know. Beard? No beard?
No beard. Gender-neutral.
The transgender flag, as well as a gender-neutral set of brides and grooms.
There's a lot of gender-neutral stuff in there.
A smiling emoji with a single tear, a heart, and set of lungs, so not just the heart,
If you really love someone, you can include the lungs with that now. Is Facebook going to make that available as an emoji, an emotion?
And as we shove each other out of the way to say how much more love we have than other people, will more organs be added sooner or later? A trachea, a brain, gallbladder,
liver,
colon.
Look how much I care. That's seven organs.
A plunger. To go along with the pile of crap emoji, apparently. Is there a toilet emoji? Do you have a toilet on your phone, anyone?
I don't remember seeing it.
That doesn't sound familiar.
I can't believe there's not. Just,
There's cars.
Yeah, a lot of cars.
Yeah, there's a poop emoji.
Yeah, sure.
No, we just said that.
You have unicorns.
Now there's going to be a plunger emoji.
You have skeletons. Mm-hmm. You have the kitty cats, the fingers, the thumbs up, all that stuff.
We have whole sets of some things, whole sets of fingers and thumbs hands. And cats and dogs. And
there's a new finger one with the fingers together. It's like the...
Like the Italian...
Yes, the Italians are happy about this one, so they can do the...
There's really the... I thought that was French. Mwah,
mwah. Is that French?
I don't know.
I think if it's French, it's good. If it's Italian, it's like...
So that's why we have to have the emoji consortium, so it's like...
Exactly.
But I thought that was bad. No, it's a good.
And you can do it in all different colors of fingers.
Of course.
Skin tones.
There's the middle finger here that's already available. It's right there. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. It says pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah. There's a bionic leg.
Others include
a tongue,
bubble tea, green tea, a squirrel, otter, polar bear, among other animals, a pinata, a mirror, some insects, a magic wand, army helmet.
It might not be a bionic leg. It may be a prosthetic leg.
Toothbrush.
A prosthetic leg got on the list before a toothbrush?
I don't know.
Was it overlooked? This is like Jerry Kramer not being in the Hall of Fame.
But when do you use a toothbrush emoji?
I don't know. I don't know when I would use a prosthetic
emoji.
Someone
said something and you
reply
with a toothbrush
or a prosthetic leg. Emojis. When would I use... a mermaid emoji.
When you were talking about mermaids. Mm-hmm. Boom. Nailed it.
Yeah, or pirates.
Really?
Your pirate conversation.
Here's a little red helmet with a white X on it, like it's a rescue helmet.
Oh.
When would I use that?
It's there for when you need it, Brian.
Really?
You don't know.
So instead of, texting someone, I need help me. I've fallen and I can't get up. You're going to send them the...
send them that. See what happens.
There's two... Like maybe a fireman's helmet.
There's two ape emojis. One, a profile of the ape walking, in that hunched over hands on the ground position. The other one of him sitting like I saw Samson do at the zoo when I was a kid.
Safety goggles. There's a safety goggle emoji. First of all, that's not an emoji. There's nothing emotional about safety goggles.
How about a sucker? Right. Is there anything emotional about a sucker?
No, well.
Or a donut or popcorn?
Emojis. These are not even.
What will that push us to? Because I could never find an emoji I'm looking for already, and now we're going to add 170?
117 new.
117 more.
Well, you're just going to spend more time trying to flesh out, the nuances. Here's a croissant of the...
it's croissant day, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Funny you say
in
that.
In your emojis, yeah?
I don't send a lot of emojis anyway, so it's... And I think the reason I don't is... Look at all the different clocks we have here with all the different times. Like, there's clock emojis with...
Yeah.
And it has specific times, like 1 o'clock, 6 o'clock, noon,
I use the thumbs up a lot.
Yeah, it's just quicker than...
That's just a bonk.
It's just like, I'm not going to write back. Boom, fine. We're good.
We're good.
We're good. We're good, yeah. If I don't feel like writing Roger that or copy that...
Just thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
There you go.
Good, I got it.
Leave me alone. I might even do the heavy metal horns.
It's more of a, I saw your message sort of thing. I got your message. Thank you very much. I'm busy. I'll never be able to find my favorite emojis now, Brian.
That.
This is horrible news. Horrible news.
There's new emojis on the way.
Yeah.
Is that an important story? I don't know.
Somebody.
I don't know what news is anymore. This could be a world language-changing event.
Yeah.
Or... It's just emojis that people are going to look at them 100 years from now and go, what is this crap? What are all these things on these
devices? This is part of our slide into idiocracy when we just we go back to cave drawings.
We're going back to hieroglyphics.
Yep.
So there's that.
What about PETA wants to get rid of Puxatawny Phil.
Hold on.
Wait, replace it with
a, that is a current with a robot. Event. PETA wants Puxatawny Phil to be replaced with an animatronic groundhog.
That's fun.
Hold on. Let me think. Hold on. Let me think about this for a minute. Because we have Groundhog Day coming up this weekend, right?
Or what?
Yes,
second.
We do.
Yeah. Is it this weekend?
That's Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. Groundhog Day is this Sunday. So this is, okay.
Super Bowl on Groundhog Day?
What do you think will get more attention? That ground rat or the Super Bowl?
And Puxatawny.
Yeah.
Puxatawny. I think he should be incorporated into the whole, like,
wagering thing.
Liv Tyler and the Groundhog should be on some kind of official seal or victor's hat.
Mm-hmm. How it's the Groundhog Super Bowl.
Or in like a Cheeto commercial.
Something.
We feel ignored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like we had all that bad New Orleans Jazz stuff on our Super Bowl champion hats.
The masks,
they could have a Groundhog
the
on their Super Bowl champion
Groundhog
hats this
and
year.
Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. They want to replace Puxatawny Phil with an
I don't know if it's just Punxsutawney or they want groundhogs that are being abused all over, like our Sun Prairie Sam or whoever.
Yeah.
Well, that one bit the mayor in the face, so that was I love that.
To be replaced with an animatronic or just.
How do I feel about
this?
Not
sure. Punxsutawney Phil gets all the credit and blame on Groundhog Day.
I think I'm going to have to just I'm going to let somebody else decide this because I don't care. I don't get up to see what happened on Groundhog Day. I think the celebration is
they suggest a technologically advanced electromechanical device that would use sensors to scan for a shadow or sunlight of more winter or an early spring. It's an odd combination of superstition and science here.
Yeah.
Really. Really weird.
Worlds collide.
Yeah. Just doesn't seem as fun for a festival environment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the festivals have been dampened down across the world by the politically correct.
Right.
Like that goat toss thing.
Exactly. Horse diving.
Well, that goat was thrown to its death.
Yes.
In years past.
Yes. But then they just lowered the goat.
Yep.
That was no fun.
Terrifying it.
No, not so much.
We'll just lower them down with a rope. Well, what? Come on. Launch them.
Right.
You can't hardly kill a whale anymore without
somebody getting
all
bent out
of shape. Right.
Yellville, Arkansas, turkey drops and horse diving, donkey diving. I'm surprised bullfights still survive.
Shocked that still goes on.
I watched a thing on American Color Small Towns, it's called. Americans in Color Small Towns. Watch it. They have footage of a small town in Oklahoma that used to, and I swear this is where WKRP got the idea, where they used to take, and they have footage of this that they've colorized of turkeys being thrown off of the top of City Hall. It's like a three-story building.
Yeah.
And people would come out, and there they were, the whole town surrounding City
Hall. A lot of places. It was Yellville, Arkansas. They dropped them out of a helicopter.
And you captured them. They were alive. They had broken legs and backs and everything else, but you grabbed one and you took it home, and that was your turkey for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah. Back in the
turkeys get bruised like an apple and they
well but
they
you know
sidewalk.
Nothing like that is happening to Punxsutawney Phil. No, he leads a pretty good life.
He does.
He's
treated
not
like
being,
a king.
He's not being hunted by predators or, you know, there's no coyote waiting for him anywhere.
He's got a groomer.
They say it's incredibly stressful for him to be pulled out in front of all those people.
Yeah, well, but you know, he sees a vet and they give him shots and they groom him and all that. So.
Yeah.
For 364 and a half days a year, that ground rat has it pretty good. But
right, how much stress is a wild groundhog feeling when, you know,
a fox is chasing?
Right, he's got a
here come the coyotes.
Yeah. Got a bear trying to dig him out of his hole.
That's pretty stressful too.
Yeah. So So is that news? I don't know. It's making the news.
It's out there.
PETA and Groundhog Day are knocking heads.
I think I'd like to see the animatronic groundhog before I'm forced to vote on what I want.
I would too. Who are we going to put on that? Disney? They have a lot of experience with that.
Well, let's have a look at what you got.
Okay? Is it going to have that creepy, you know, robot kind of movement?
Right. You know, if you're the guys in, what is it, Gobbler's
Knob?
Well,
it is creepy.
Look at that creepy groundhog.
A little red eyes.
Sure. Let's light them up, too. Shoot laser beams out of them.
Those guys that run that whole thing, is it Gobbler's Knob where they're at?
Yes.
You get the
top hats and the...
You open the mail and you just see PETA on the... And you're just like, oh, here we go.
It is. Man, I'm waiting for this one. Yeah.
It's a small town in America. It's gone on since when?
I don't know. That's a good question. How long have they done the big groundhog?
Back when people wore top hats, because they still wear them today.
Yeah, I'll go back to...
Well, that might have just been part of costuming.
Yeah.
You know, so let's make a big deal out of it.
When did Teddy Roosevelt take office?
1901.
I'll say it goes back to...
The turn of the...
1890. Yeah, I'll go back to that time, because that just seems like a Roosevelt sort of time idea to me. I don't know why. I don't know. Seems like that would happen around the time TR was president. I have no other explanation for it.
What year did you say?
1890, I said.
You're pretty close.
And it's
1887.
Bob.
Okay. So I'll
give you that one.
The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club was founded in 1887. That means the tradition of Groundhog Day was around since before then, right? Because you wouldn't found a club before it was a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know when Groundhog Day got to be. It's a German-based holiday.
That sounds about right.
And Western Pennsylvania's got a lot of German heritage. Pittsburgh area is a lot like Milwaukee.
Sounds like something my ancestors would come up with.
It's just a reason.
You know, good hunts.
It's just a reason to get together and drink
beer at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And that's all.
Yeah.
Any Cinco Day, whatever.
Yeah. Cinco Day Groundhog.
Cinco Day Veterans Day Memorial.
Christmas.
Who's bringing the beer? Is there a pancake breakfast or anything that goes along with that little celebration? There's got to be, right? I mean, they're all out. There's got to be somebody who's ready to.
Welcome.
It's a morning thing,
right?
Yeah. So, I'm sure.
In the movie, he goes to breakfast every morning at that same restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
before Brian Doyle Murray takes that rat out of the box.
You know, the other morning when you were talking about counterfeit singles, at $1 million,
yep.
Was 900,000 were intercepted at the U.S. Mexico border.
Then we found out that Edrin James was going to have 1 million singles at his shack.
He's sitting on a whole stack of singles wrapped up. He's got 1 million singles ready to go
for his
stripper bowl.
Yeah. We talked about this yesterday.
He owns a strip joint.
So you can make it rain.
Yeah.
$1 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all real USDA approved right from the mint singles.
Well, are they?
Can guarantee the quality of them.
Or did they come from China? We don't know.
Rather than holding a stack of whatever singles, fives, tens in your hand and, running your hand across the top of it to make it rain.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a rain gun out there anywhere?
Here they deliver... You pay a certain amount for the Make It Rain package, and he brings it out in basically a garbage bag for you. You don't buy the whole million at a time. You know, you get
A garbage bag.
A garbage bag full.
I
comes with other things like a bottle of champagne. And
how do I know that there's really all that money in the garbage bag? Because he said there is.
That's a good question.
I paid for $1,000. There's $850 in singles in there.
Yeah, I don't think it's an exchange of what you didn't buy that amount of money. You know what I mean? You bought the package of the Make It Rain package. You're going to get to make it rain. You're going to get the bottle of bubbly. You're going to get your lapper.
And what? Then they'd take all those singles and load them in a hopper up above the stage and just kind of let them go?
It doesn't say how they're – I think you get to throw them, you know.
But I don't – I'd rather have
– If they're crisp, new $1 bills, then, you know, they're going to be stiff and stick together.
Clunk. That's not good raining.
Try to, like, get one to come off the stack and you'll get two or three.
Right. He's sitting on a whole pallet of
I want a rain gun.
Singles
money
that are wrapped in
needs
plastic.
Needs to be like baseballs. They have to be rubbed up before the game.
They do, yeah, for
it's
sure.
Got to be used a little bit. Yeah, run those, through a couple of candy machines. Or
just throw them in the dryer.
Yeah, something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have the strippers back there rubbing them up when they're not on stage. Hello. Right. No, they're just sitting back there in chairs. Scuffing up $1 bills one at a time, putting them on a stack.